Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And we are here again on Saturday, February.
We're like a bad dream. We're always going to be
just
here.
Just keeps coming back over and over and over again. We had some cold mornings.
Yeah, man, it's been chilly. Ooh.
Yeah, below 30 in Ojai. It was like 27 up in the Lockwood Valley. It's 9 degrees. That's the hills, though. That's where we actually get snow.
We pay a lot of money to live here, to stay warm.
Yes. And then look what we get.
What's going on with that stuff?
And there is no reduction in rent or in mortgage.
No. Taxes are higher. Gas is higher.
Yep.
We don't need the cold.
Nope, we don't need that. But we get it occasionally, and we put up with it, so now we're done.
Yes.
Yeah, and away we go. Anything new? Been doing anything?
No, just working on my cars. Let's see. I went and saw...
Claying them?
Huh?
Claying your
clay bar? No. Bar. I've done all that. That's not a... no more doing that. I mean, twice a year, two or three times a year, I do that, clay bar and wax. I do my my regular vehicle, too, that way. That way it stays nice. When it rains, it just rolls off. So, yeah. Just been working on the truck. Nothing really, too much car stuff. We're going to talk today. We got a gentleman that's going to be talking to us about a big car show, Rotary. And that's about it. Nothing really going since, you know, it's not the season yet. I mean, there are a few coming up here and coming up there. Oh, we'll talk about the big one in July. Let's mark your calendar. I know July is a long way away, but July 14th at Vista Ford, the 10th annual National Car Collector Appreciation Day. All cars are welcome, limited to about 250 cars. Thank you, Tony Fiore, for helping us out there with giving us the location. We got a pinup contest. We got two live bands. We're going to have food. Mr. Softy's going to be there, the greatest ice cream around. So if you get a chance, come on out. What the National Car Collector Appreciation Day is Congress sets aside a day every year, and they make a proclamation that they want to thank all the people in the hobby, the classic car hobby, for bringing in millions and millions of dollars and jobs and that type of thing. So that's really what that is. So going to be back there on July 14th. That's a Sunday from 11 to 4. Check-in is going to be about 10 a.m. And again, it's going to be limited to about 250 cars because of the space there over at Vista Ford. But mark your calendar. I think it's going to be fun. I'll be there. I'm going to be MC again this year. So we're going to have fun.
All of this stuff churns business.
Yeah.
All of it does.
Yeah, it does.
It makes business somehow. Aftermarket stuff, waxing, clay barring. There's got to be a clay bar store, right?
No. Well, no. They sell it at parts stores. It's a little...
It's not one big clay bar store?
No, there's no big
clay.
What
does it look like?
It's just a bar of clay. It's about like this. Okay. It's just, square. And then what you do is you knead it.
Okay.
Don't drop it on the ground. You don't want sand or dirt in it.
It's got to be clean.
It's got to be clean because that'll scratch your car. And then you either can soap your car down and use it. I use a spray, a detail spray, and then I go through it. And you'll see the difference. You can feel the impurities coming out of your paint.
On any car. But it's a classic car thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, you do it.
Your car's a little more.
Yeah. Well, the classic cars. But before you wax it, you want to clay bar it. And then it's nice and clean.
How come the Karate Kid did not clay bar?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Maybe that'll be Karate Kid 4.
Wax on, wax off.
Clay bar. The clay bar will be something different.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Until you said that, I'd never heard of clay barring before.
You never heard of clay barring.
But we learn stuff here on the show.
Do.
We learn about how to keep your
education.
Money safe. All of that. We also know that there is a way, folks, to hear Ron Grant 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Log on to the website, SaveForMoneySpecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon, and you have Ron Grant right there on the internet. It's a great tool to be able to use, and you take advantage of that. You also have a credit card program as a gift, and this is really fun. Before, quite often couples would come in. Notice a lot, men, husband and wife would come in, maybe looking at how to keep their money safe. And there's a nice dinner for them and a great conversation. Now you have taken it for better part of, over a year.
Yeah, it's been over a year. Yeah,
it's been over a year since he introduced his program. Yeah. And people get the gift of a $100 gift card. How does one get that?
Yeah. Well, you know, we did all the dinners, like you said, and lots of people. We've been all over Ventura County. We had a great time. But I know a lot of people won't attend a public workshop for whatever reason. And some of them, I don't blame them. There's a lot of bait and switch stuff going on out there. So you want to be careful what you do. But if you're over 50, you could probably eat four nights a week at some restaurant if you want to listen to somebody talk. So now if you meet with me one-on-one and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money safe and guaranteed where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose the gains, you get a reasonable range of return, and the most important thing is we can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can't outlive. That's the nice thing about it. You know, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? You know, would you have trouble going to your mailbox once a month or quarterly or semi-annually or annually and picking up a check? Or they can electronic fund transfer it into your checking account. You know, bottom line is, you know, we need to live. We need to have money. We need to make sure that it's guaranteed that we can count on it each and every month so we know what's going to happen. We're also going to show you how to stop paying your 401k company, your 403b company, your TSA, your TSP, your IRA. When you pay these fees to those companies and to your financial planner and to your stockbroker, these eat up your return. That's what happens. It takes away from your returns. And these fees are compounding, by the way. You know, every year they keep going up. So we're going to show you how to do that. You know, that's how basically what we're going to give you a retirement blueprint. And then you'll get with me a $100 MasterCard or Visa. You can have lunch on me, dinner, buy a car part, pay a bill, whatever you'd like to do. So if you're between 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed, give me a call, 805-660-1313. Also, I'd like you to go to my website. My main website is safermoneyspecialist.com. And you're going to see some third-party educational information. There are some videos on there that you can take a look at. Up at the top of the page near in red, it says if you own a 401k or a 403b, click onto here. Steve Croft of 60 Minutes did a thing called the 401k recession, and it was really good. And I'll tell you, I don't own one of those products, and when I saw it, I was very, very upset. The people that lost their savings forever. And these are some things that was devastating. Take a look at that. Also, there's some there's a little four-minute video more towards the center of the page and down a little bit, and it talks about how the financial planners and the stockbrokers have done such a poor job on helping you with retirement. There's some testimonials from the radio call-ins. There's some email testimonials. There's also another website there. If you're getting ready to retire in the next, I'd say, 3 to 5 years, I have a website called iwantincomeforlife.com. You can click right onto it off the main site. It takes you to that website. You can look at a one-minute video and then download the free book that I have, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. It's great. I get 4 or 5 people a week that download that book and take a look at it. There's also the other link there that you can click on to. Spence had mentioned it earlier, laradio.com. You can click on there and you can hear my show 24/7 on there. So give me a call if I can help you keep that money safer, sleep at night. And like I said, we'll meet one-on-one and then we'll get the gift card. 805-660-1313.
Okay, that's what we have. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, will be back in just 60 seconds.
Hi, it's Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Did you know that many hardworking people today are setting aside money for retirement? But most of them may be making a huge mistake. Not only are there major risks in traditional retirement approach, but what many people don't realize is that it may not be the amount of money that they're saving for retirement, but where they're saving it at that matters the most. Call me now, 805-660-1313. If you'd like to protect your hard-earned money, pay no fees, and receive a lifetime income, then call me, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. Stop paying your stockbroker or financial planner fees that eat up your returns, and stop risking your principal and any gains you already earned. Call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And we are here with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist at KVTA Rotary Car Shows. We got them together. We have Harvey on the line.
Hi, Harvey. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Ron. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us on a Saturday. We want to tell everybody on the show, because you know I'm a big car guy, and you've got a great show that's coming up April 28th. It's going to be the Classic and Exotic Car Show, and it's put on by Rotary of Westlake. So first of all, let's tell a little bit of people what a little bit about Rotary is, and then let us know who we're supporting in this program, in this car show.
Yeah, glad to do it, and thanks for the opportunity, Ron. So that's Rotary Club of Westlake Village, of which I'm proudly a member of. And this is one of our major fundraisers. So this is an annual event. And all the money, this is really important, all the money that we take in, every penny of it, goes to supporting such local causes. And this year that will include, of course, the Borderline Bar and Grill, which just recently had, and their victims, of course. Also, we annually support Meals on Wheels programs and feeding the homeless through partnerships with local churches and a couple of local cancer support group organizations. So we and there's more, but those are some highlight ones. And we give out a lot of money, gladly give out a lot of money to those organizations each year on our annual day of giving.
Sure, sure. Now, tell everybody a little bit about the car show. What kind of cars are you looking for, and is there rewards? You got any music? What's happening there?
Yeah, so it's the whole event, and by the way, if I didn't emphasize, it is both a street festival as well as a car show, so there's a lot going on there, and it's a family-friendly event for the whole family. But particular to the car show, we're looking for classic cars, and that can be anywhere from 1979 on back, as old as we can possibly find them. And usually that means the Model Ts.
Mm-hmm.
And just about everything in between, we get a great assortment of cars every year. It's just amazing how many great cars there are in our local community.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a great turnout. And then on the exotic side, and that can be Ferraris and Maseratis and things like that, and that's all years. So sometimes we get some old collectors even on the exotic side. Mostly we get the newer type of exotic cars. And by the way, I do put the later model cars in that category.
Okay. What's the time? Give us the time that the show runs from.
Yeah. So we start letting cars into the car display area at 7:30 a.m. And this, again, will be on April 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And then all cars must be in place by 9 o'clock. And then it opens to the public at 10 a.m. and it goes to 4 p.m.
Cool.
The awards are given out on our big stage right around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, mm-hmm. and we give out many, many awards, including Best of Show.
Okay. Do you have music?
Absolutely. There are bands and entertainment on the big stage all day long.
Okay.
And like I said, it's a really fun, family-friendly event. So we invite not only the car guys, but, you know, bring the wives, the girlfriends, the moms, and grandma and grandpas and the kids out. It's just a great, wonderful event.
You don't want to bring the wives and the girlfriends together, though.
Not together. No, we want to avoid that, though.
We don't want any bloodshed on the cars.
That's exactly right. Yeah, God forbid. Yeah, we got to protect those beautiful cars.
That's right. So. Give them your phone number, Harvey, where they can contact you, and then you'll get them set up with, I'm sure, a registration form. So give them your number.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's 805-750-0345, or they can email me at hmagidow, MAGIDOW, at AOL.com.
Very good. All right.
Either one will work, and we'll get them all set up. And and we appreciate the thank you for the time this morning. Really appreciate it, Ron.
Not a problem. We want to make sure we get you guys out there and get that car show filled up. So if you get a chance, everyone, come out Sunday, April 28th from 10 to 4. Give Harvey a call or email him, and hopefully we'll see you out there. Harvey, have a great rest of the weekend, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks again for the time.
You're welcome. Take care.
Our good people with the Rotary.
Yeah, good people.
Love the Rotary.
Service above self. That's what it is.
Let's carry on and do some service for everybody else, which is keeping their money safe. That's what you do here. So we'll jump right back into it. Let's talk about a bonus in the past that people can receive on the safe products that you offer. First, what is a bonus and what is the benefit of having this bonus? Everybody sounds like, I want a bonus.
I want a bonus.
What
there
is it all about?
Let's get a bonus. Well, first of all, a bonus is a thank you for moving your money over to an insurance company. That's what it is. In fact, when I was a little guy, my grandmother, we lived in North Hollywood, and my grandmother took me out shopping one day. First, we went over to Bank of America, and she opened up a passbook account, got that little black leather passbook. And the lady said, Mrs. Grant, thank you for opening up a passbook here with Bank of America. We have a gift for you. And she handed my grandmother a chrome toaster. Never forget it. I got to carry the toaster around most of the day with me. My grandma took me out to lunch. We had a great time. Well, now instead of giving you a toaster, they're going to give you money. And that's the nice thing about it. So the some of the companies offer bonuses. Some of the companies don't. This particular company that I'm going to talk about right now, they're the number one, they're the gold standard, the number one company in fixed indexed annuities. They've been around 125 years. They keep at least $1.90 for every dollar you and I put up. So they're a very strong company. In fact, my number one IRA is with them. I deal with all the companies, but I like this company for several reasons. And one of them, the bonus that they're going to give you is a 22% bonus. So to make the math easy, let's assume you have a 401k or a 403b or maybe a TSA, TSP, whatever. You have $100,000 in there. We take the $100,000 and move it over, and we make it an IRA. It has to stay a tax product, okay? Now, when you move that $100,000 over, they're going to give you a 22% bonus. So when I bring the contract back from the insurance company, you're going to have $122,000 in there. And the big benefit is that that money is compounding. And if you don't understand compound interest, look it up. But it's interest on top of interest on top of interest. It's the most powerful thing in the universe. Now, that's really not the big highlight to that product. The next part that I'm going to talk about, to me, is the best part. Every year that the index or indexes that we are in, like the Standard & Poor's 500, like the NASDAQ 100, like the Dow Jones Industrial, like the Hang Seng, the Barclays Dynamic Balance, the Russell 2000, these are all indices or indexes. Every year that that index or indexes that we're in does something, they're going to give you, the insurance company is going to give you a 50% bonus. And this is how it works. Let's assume for your contract year, which would be February of 2019 to February of 2020. For your contract year, and let's say you're in the S&P 500, S&P returned a 4% for that year, for that contract year. They're going to give you 50% of 4, which is 2. They're going to take the 4 and the 2 together, and they're now totaling 6. So for that year, they're going to give you a 6% bonus, which is compounding all the way back to the $122,000 that you put in a year ago. It's awesome. It's powerful. And I like that bonus, that 50% bonus. That's for people, especially for people who didn't start early enough, didn't put enough away, stayed in risk too long, and maybe didn't put it in the right product. Risk, stayed in risk too long is the biggest habitual offender of people that I meet with. They just stayed in risk too long. And those are the things that have caused issues, and that's why they may be outliving their money. I meet with 4 to 5 new people a day, and I got to tell you, most of the people I meet with are going to outlive their money for those 3 reasons. So the 50% bonus is powerful, very powerful. It's going to give you a way to catch up, to make up stuff that you didn't do earlier. And I like it. I think it's a great product. Now, the nice thing about this is you're going to get that bonus that for 12 months. You put that money in, you're going to get that 22% bonus on anything you add. Then you're going to get the 50% bonus. Now, keep in mind, if the indexes or indices that you choose gets a zero for the year, you know, you can't get a 50% of zero is zero. So you're not going to have anything there. But the bottom line is that every year that it does something, and then we also lock our gains in. If there's any gains for the year, we lock them in. We never look back again. And that's the beautiful part of that. But that bonus is so powerful because it's letting you grow your money. In fact, when you get your statement from the company, you'll see two values in your statement. You'll see one with the bonus, that protected income, and one without it. Now, after 10 years, because this is a 10-year product, okay? After 10 years, they want you to start an income or a pension, like a pension stream. You don't have to start it at 10 years. You can start it at 10 and a half years. You can start it at 11 years. You can start it at 12 years, etc. But you have to wait a minimum of 10 years to start the income stream. Now, you always have access to 10% penalty-free. So let's go back to that $100,000 we initially put in. You now can take out $10,000 a year. You must wait 12 months to do that. You've got to wait till your anniversary, your first anniversary. Then you can take out 10%. Now, that's at 59.5. That's also an IRS rule. However, this is an income-producing product. This is set up for people who want a lifetime income guaranteed that they can't ever go below what it is when they turn it on. And this is how it works. After 10 years, you can tell me or you can call the company, whatever you want to do, and you say, listen, how much will I get now for the rest of my life? And it's going to be based on your age, and it's going to be based on the account value, what the account grew to over that 10-year period. Then they're going to give you an amount. And if you like that amount, boom, turn on the income. If you don't, wait another year. Until you feel that income is what you want. Now, the beautiful part of this is, remember, those bonuses have been compounding all this time. That's been helping you. That's helping you make up what you didn't either put in early enough, didn't put enough in, or stayed in risk too long. If the index or indexes that you choose every year, and we can make changes every year, that's important. See, we get together over the phone, through the mail, or in person, and I give you some suggestions on what we should be doing for the following year. It's called a reallocation. Let's assume that whatever index that you went in and you decided to turn income on, the following year, if that index grew and had a profit, so to speak, you now get a raise, and now you lock that in, and then you go to the next year. Every time that there is a raise, you lock in that raise and you never look back. Think about it this way. I've used this analogy many times. I think it really is very simple. I think everybody can understand it. You and your best friend are in a 20-story office building, and you are both on the fifth floor. 2008 hit, 2009, your friend who is in the stock market, 401k, 403b, etc., with their Dignity money, goes all the way to the basement via the express elevator. Boom, right to the bottom. You are staying right on the fifth floor, however. You don't go anywhere. When the market comes back up, which it did, you're now going to the sixth floor and the seventh floor and the eighth floor, etc. Your best friend has to come all the way back to the fifth floor just to break even. You lock in your gains from year to year and you never look back. That's powerful. Wall Street can't tell you that. They can't say that for you. It's not that they can't make an income for you. They can't guarantee it that you'll have it on a regular basis. I can help you do that. I've done it for a lot of my clients. I do it for myself. I own three of these. You know, I walk the walk and talk the talk. I love these products because it gives me an opportunity to have a guaranteed lifetime income that I can't outlive. And the bonus is just a plus. It's helping people grow that product, especially if you didn't put enough away, didn't start early enough, or you stayed in risk too long. Now, what do we know about risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, oil, gas, real estate trusts. These are all risky products that you can lose your principal in, you can lose your gains in, and you're paying fees in these things. And the fees eat up your returns. By the way, if you didn't know you had any fees in your retirement plans, it's okay. 83% of Americans didn't know that, according to AARP. But they're there, and they're compounding. Yes. Yep. They keep going up. So my clients and I, we want to sleep at night. We want to get a reasonable range of return. We want to make sure we can't lose our principal. We can't lose our gains. And maybe, just maybe, we want a guaranteed income that we can't outlive, that we can count on for our dignity. You know, so many of us didn't go out to dinner on a regular basis. So many people out there didn't take vacations regularly. Why? Because they're saving for the golden years. You know, everyone out there, you got up every morning, you put your feet on the cold floor, and you went to work. And you scrimped and you saved and you put money away. Maybe you just put it in the wrong vehicle. See, that's the thing that is possible. Maybe you made a mistake putting it in that vehicle. There's so many other options that people have now that you can do that. And these have been around a long time. The fixed index has been around at least 28, 29 years. You know, they were an actual annuity itself. The fixed annuities were 1770 or 1760. They were set up for the clergy of the Presbyterian Church for retirement. So they've been around a long time. In fact, Babe Ruth, 1929, Mr. Ruth had most of his baseball money in annuities, not a fixed indexed annuity because that's only been around 28, 29 years, but annuity. Annuity is a safe insurance-backed product backed by major insurance companies. And now we're all set up with the Guarantee Association. If you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, there's buttons up there. Take a look at the guarantee button. Click onto it and read all about the Guarantee Association. It's in all 50 states, and it really protects what we have. So if I can help you sleep at night, if I can help you get that lifetime income, this is what I do for a living. I have all the top companies. I deal with the top 4 to 6 each and every day. I move a lot of money out of Wall Street every year to help my clients. In fact, I'm in a marketing group of 300 of us throughout the United States, based out of Kansas. And last year, 2018, we took $6.7 billion with a B dollars out of Wall Street and moved them into fixed indexed annuities. Now, in 2017, we did 5.5. What do you think these people know that you might not know? Why have you not looked at these products that are safe and guaranteed? Do you like paying fees to your financial planner or your stockbroker? Do you like risking your principal or your gains? I hope not. I hope not, because you work too hard for that money. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
The bonus is very nice. That's great.
It's awesome.
And diversification is also important for safety. Now, what is the difference between possibly being diversified, air quotes, in the stock market and the diversification that you talk about, which is class diversification?
Well, portfolio diversification is what the financial planners and the stockbrokers like to talk about. I like to talk about true class diversification. Class diversification is real estate. It's liquidity, you know, something you can get to within 2 to 4 days. Metals, gold, silver, platinum, and safe stuff like the indexed annuities or the fixed indexed annuities. Those are two different products. Story comes to mind. I had a lady, I'm doing a workshop, 200 people in the room, it's Christmas time. And the lady gets up. I'm at a certain point in my program, teaching program. She goes to the back of the room, and Michael is my was my appointment setter at the time to set my appointments at the dinner. She says, "Michael, I need to see Ron first thing in the morning because I need to know that I can take care of myself in retirement and that I'll have enough money to live on." And so Michael looks at my appointment schedule, and she says, "Well, Ron's has appointments at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock." 11 o'clock and noon. She says, "Then get him up earlier." True story. I went to the lady's house, 8 o'clock in the morning. I get out there and I'm knocking on the door. Now, the door is a wood case door with an opaque glass in it. And I see this big kind of like woolly monster thing coming to the door. She opens the door. Lady opens the door. It's her. And she's in a white robe and pink bunny slippers. And she invites me into the kitchen. There's a big counter there where you sit and eat, I guess. And she has all these files out there. And so she said, "You know, please sit down." And before my butt hit the seat, she says, "Now, Mr. Grant, I want to tell you something. My broker's got me diversified." I said, okay, well, let me take a look at what you have. And I started running through her statements. And here's what the broker had her diversified in, 12 different pots of risk. That's really what it was. Remember, when people say, oh, he or she's got me in low risk. I'm very low risk. Well, low risk, medium risk, high risk. You know, what's the common denominator here? Risk. Risk is risk. I don't care what you want to call it. Now, it's nice that you're in low risk, but it's still risk. You can still lose your principal. You can still lose your gains, and you're still paying lots of fees. So it doesn't make any sense to me. We want to be in class diversification. We want to have that. Have some of our money in real estate. Have some of our money in metals. Got to have money in liquid. You know, you don't need to own a home, but you better have some money or you're not living anywhere. You can live in an apartment. But if you don't have any money, you can't live anywhere. And the safe index linked accounts, the fixed indexed annuity or the indexed annuities, you know, these are things that we need to have for true class diversification so we can live, so we can take care of ourselves. You know, what if you lost all your money in your 401k? What would happen? I mean, if you had kids, I guess you could move in with them. I don't know how that works. And if you aren't working anymore, if you stopped filling the pipeline up, I guess you could go back and get another job. I don't know how that would work out. But the bottom line is, why would you want to do that? Why not just in the first place, let's not lose our money? Why would we want to go back and have to make it up? Doesn't make sense to me. And if you're over 50, God, stop chasing returns. Let's worry about getting a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. Doesn't that make more sense? Does to me. That's why I'm not in risk. I'm too old to lose my money. I can put my money anywhere. I own three of these index-linked accounts. Now, over a year ago, I took $1,100 or $1,200 and I put it in some cannabis stock. A company out of Israel is doing cancer research with cannabis. But that's play money. That's not my dignity money. That's not the money I got to take care of myself on and pay my bills with and eat with and have insurance. And, you know, these are things that you have to do. You set money aside to protect yourself and have fun. What if you want to travel? What if you play golf? What if you want to buy a second home? If the vehicle you're in is volatile and it can go in half or three quarters or down to nothing within a blink, people say, oh, it ain't going to happen to me. Listen, when China has a problem, it affects America. When Russia, when Korea, anywhere in the world, it's affecting Wall Street. Wall Street's lost your money not once, but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. Why in the world would you want them to do it a third time and maybe to your money? You know, back in 08 and 09, trillions of dollars were lost to 55 to 65-year-olds. Doesn't make any sense. Let's just not lose it in the first place. Let's keep it safe. Sleep at night. If this is something that you would like to talk about, to keep your money safe and guaranteed where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose the gains, and you get a reasonable range of return, and give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Now let's talk about people who are over 50. Why is it important that you're more concerned about receiving guaranteed income rather than having retirement assets in risk products? So when you get it, it's what you like to call mailbox money.
Yeah.
And this is guaranteed for how long?
For as long as you live. It doesn't matter.
I'm very healthy. I can take
you
these people.
You look healthy.
I can take these people for weeks.
You for weeks.
Weeks.
You look healthy, buddy. You look good.
So what's the real? So seriously, if somebody, because people are living longer now.
Yeah.
So retire when you're 68.
Yeah.
You get out. You live until you're 100.
Yeah. Keep
That's
it going.
32 years.
32
if you do
years.
The math.
That's right. Do the math. Yep.
Keep going.
Keep going. You will get a guaranteed lifetime income that you can outlive. You know, this is why it's important. A lot of people don't really realize. They think they've been putting money away in a 401k, and then when they get retired, they're going to live off that 401k. But where is that 401k invested in? It's invested in risk. Unless you're in a money market account, not making much. I doubt that. You know, when you were younger, you probably took some chances. See, here's the thing. Here's one of the problems that I have. The financial planners and the stockbrokers are all painting this with the same brush. They're selling the same thing to a 30-year-old as they would a 60-year-old. And to me, that doesn't make sense. A 30-year-old doesn't want to lose their money either. But they have time to make it up. Hopefully. Unless they get hit by a bus. as we get older, we don't have time to make it up. If we're over 50, I said earlier, stop chasing the returns and let's worry about getting that guaranteed lifetime income. See, here's the thing. When you put your money in Wall Street, no matter what it is, it's there for a period of time. Now, you could have an income coming out, but if the market tanks, what are you going to do? Where's the income going to go? It's not going to be level. It's not going to be guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed in Wall Street. It's just like going to Vegas. It's gambling. If you didn't know that, there's all kinds of books out there. You know, The Wolf of Wall Street. Read the book if you didn't see the movie. That's how Wall Street is run. That's how the good old boy club runs it. And the bottom line is that if you're looking for something that you can count on, did you count on your paycheck every week or month? Of course you did. You had a paycheck that you knew. You set up a budget. You or your spouse set up a budget. How much has got to go out? How much has got to come in? And that's where you filled that budget with the incoming, with the paycheck. You can count on it. You cannot count on a 401k in Wall Street. You have to have something in writing guaranteed. Mr. Jones will not get less than this for the rest of his life, so he knows what he can count on. That's why it's important to have a guaranteed income that you can't outlive. As Spence said, until, 32 years, that's an analogy? Good. Whatever. And if there's anything left when you pass from this earth, it goes to your beneficiaries. If it's a spouse, your spouse can take over the contract. It's called a stretch IRA. Pull your name off, put your spouse's name on. She has some option or he has some options. If it's a child or a sibling, they have some options. But whatever's left in that account will go to someone, whoever you want it to go to. Spence would probably have you like it to go to him.
That's right. I've got a P.O. box.
A P.O. box. Yeah. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
All right. I got this news in, and this actually happened midweek, but I got to talk about money. This kills me. A guy signed, the guy with the Dodgers. What was his name? Machado. He went to the Padres.
Yes. I heard that. For how much?
$300 million.
No way.
Over 10 years.
Oh, my God.
When you think of that, I think they built Dodger Stadium for like $60
million. Wow.
Way back. But can you imagine
$300 million.
$300 million.
Oh, my God.
When you pay 13 bucks for a beer,
sometimes
it just makes you think, boy, oh boy.
That guy making $300 million should be buying my beer for me.
You know, in the old days, a baseball player, I remember when they were making like four or five times more than like my dad would make.
Right.
And it was like, ooh, that's a lot of money.
Right.
Now they make just like
– oh, that's crazy. $300 million is way too much.
It's just wow.
Nobody's
money.
Worth $300 million.
And that's one player. One player. So anyway, Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist – is coming back right after this, 60 seconds away.
Hi, I'm Ron Grant. You know me from the radio as the host of the Safer Money Solution Show and as the original Safer Money Specialist. I'm focused on helping everyone who wants to retire one day and find a safe alternative to the risk and fees of the stock market. That's what I do. But what's in it for you? Why talk to me about your hard-earned money? The market's been up, so now is a great time to be a profit taker and take some of your money out of the Wall Street casino. As the original Safer Money Specialist, I'm focused on giving you some of the upside of Wall Street without the risk and fees and the downside. So call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. We'll talk about a guaranteed lifetime income and how to keep your money 100% safe. To learn more, tune into the Safer Money Solution Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. and let's start planning your guaranteed retirement. Call me today, 660-1313, and I'll show you how to keep your money 100% safe.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. Anybody you do business with, especially when it's the money that you've saved for your entire working life, now you're going to go do something with it. Some people might say, I got to invest it. Other people might say, but I'm going to do something. And a lot of them don't really look into the person. They don't do a background check on them. Why is it important that you do a background check on anybody you're leaving your money with?
Well, you know, we had, for the last couple of years, we talked about this several times on the show. We had those three or four guys that were that took advantage of seniors, elder abuse. So they took their money. I believe, I think two of them are in jail or prison. I don't know what happened to the third one. I know that they arrested them, but I didn't keep track of where they went. Whether it's your money or having anything to do, I know you, if you had a contractor come into your house and was looking to add a room on, I would hope you would get on the website or make a call to the contractors board and find out if this person is, A, number one, legit. There's so many people out there that don't have licenses in insurance and financial, every industry. But find out if had any complaints, and if so, how were the complaints handled? Did anybody get hurt on a job that this guy worked on? But if someone is touching your money, that is so important, because where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you, and you need to do your own due diligence. So if you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, and up top there's ways to check out Ronald Grant. There's a button up there. Click onto it. The first thing you're going to see is my mission statement and my philosophy on business. And I personally think if you're going to work with anybody, you should know what their philosophy on business is and their mission statement. Second, you're going to see a little bio on myself, my daughters. You know, Ricky works with me part-time. My daughter Randy lives up in Oakland. And then you're going to see ways to check out Ronald Grant. And the first thing you're going to see is the California Department of Insurance. You're going to see their website. You can click onto it. And I've given you a bullet point by bullet point way to submit a query and check me out. And I think it's important. When you get on that site, what are you going to find out? Well, first you're going to see is my license current. That's important because, as I said earlier, there's a lot of people that don't even have licenses that are saying that they're licensed. Second thing is you're going to see is my continuing education courses up to date. That's important. Third, you're going to see, you can look around and you can see all the companies that I'm appointed with to help you. See, I don't work for a company. I don't get my health insurance, my cell phone, my desk, my car allowance. I don't get paid. That's a captive agent. Those people have loyalty to that company and those products that they're pushing and selling. I don't. If I work with a client and I help them with a product, a service, or an account, I get paid from the insurance company and it comes out of their marketing budget. That's how they market, is through agents like myself. Okay? Work for the client. I own my own company. But, you know, the bottom line is I work for the client and we try to make sure that we do what's right for the client. Then you're going to see, has there been any complaints from consumers? That's you guys. And if so, how are those complaints handled? Then you're going to see, has anyone from the state of California Department of Insurance ever had to reprimand me for anything? And you're going to see how that turned out. Then below that, you're going to see the NEA, the National Ethics Association, which I'm a proud member of. They've done their due diligence on me, so you can contact them through the website or through the 800 number and find out about me. And ladies and gentlemen, I highly, highly recommend that you contact twice a year either the California Department of Insurance for your insurance agent and or FINRA.org if you're a financial planner, your stockbroker. You should be checking these people out twice a year to see if something's happened that they shouldn't be doing business with you for whatever reason. It's your money. Please do the due diligence and check them out. It's important. It really is.
I know this is car insurance instead, but I had been with this car insurance guy since I was 23.
Wow.
It's a long – same guy. Wrote
really?
Checks to him.
Oh,
so
my
he
God.
Retires.
Yeah.
I get no call. I get nothing. Somebody takes over. Two of my policies went out.
Oh, my God.
And it's just because I wasn't keeping up and they didn't – and it's one of those things.
Oh,
just
geez.
Every once in a while, I don't care what it is. So if I would have gotten in a crash in my car, I would not have been covered.
Oh,
I called a nice lady that worked at the insurance company here, another agent. She's a Rotarian, so trusted her, knew her, and she boom, boom, fixed it for me.
Wow.
But it's one of those things. If you don't keep up with people and if you don't – you never know. He's going into retirement. He forgot about me.
He forgot
about
you.
Could you imagine? I was with him for 37 years.
Well, the new people literally should have thought about you. They should have contacted
you. Oh, he thought about me when I canceled it.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
He thought about me big time. I got a lot of calls. So anyway, it's part of the courtesy, and it's also part of your safety to make sure you got a legit person. Coming up, we're going to do a giveaway, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A giveaway. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that. You could be a big winner. Get ready to email.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. And 6 years ago, I attended your seminar and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner, but today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And I forgot to tell you, what? Blasphemy occurred.
What happened?
Through the LA Times and the internets. Somebody declared that In-N-Out French fries were the worst French fries.
Oh, no way.
But he showed some brilliance. Chick-fil-A, number four.
Wow.
Best.
If everybody
dead
doesn't
wrong,
know,
dead wrong on In-N-Out. In-N-Out cuts a real potato.
They do.
And it's good French fry.
I love their fries.
And Chick-fil-A cuts a real potato.
I know. You like them. I've never been a fan of the waffle fry. I like In-N-Out. I think they're one of the best fries out there. But I know you like In-N-Out.
You get
like
soup.
I haven't had soup for a while. I used to get their coleslaw. They stopped making coleslaw over there.
You know, people.
What a bummer.
You might be able to change that.
Gosh.
We have a giveaway right now.
We do. We're going to do Chick-fil-A giveaway. So my friend Robert, who owns Chick-fil-A here in Ventura for years now, has given gift cards away to my listeners. And we're going to do it again right now. So the first two people to email me is going to get two cards apiece, breakfast or lunch. I don't know which I have. I just take a random, and then I'm going to personally mail them out on Monday. So go to your whatever instrument you go to email. In the subject line, I want you to write the word chicken and then put your name, your address, and your phone number, because I have to turn that into Robert. I will not call you. I don't think Robert's going to call you, but he needs that that's because he's donating the cards. And then do it right now to Ron at safermoneyspecialist.com. First two people. It's all timed. Last week we had another boat race, and it was crazy. So, you know, it seems like every week we're getting more and more people signing up for this. So it's great. You guys are listening, which is fantastic. You know, this is going to be my ninth year coming up, but maybe you're going to be a winner today. So get that done right now, and I will personally mail them out on Monday, I promise.
Hey, we're going to go to the phones right now. Will Hart's on the line.
Mr. Will Hart, how's your Saturday going, buddy?
It's going great, Ron. How's yours?
Hey, it's doing well. If you haven't heard of Will Hart on my show, he's my metal man. He does the gold, the silver, and the platinum. He helped me with my IRA. That's, again, true class diversification. He's helped a lot of my clients. He can help you also. So what we want to talk about, a couple things today, is liquidity. Precious metals offer the owner what kind of liquidity?
Immediate liquidity. You can convert that gold and silver back into dollars at moment's notice. It's just a smart way to diversify a portion of your portfolio outside of paper.
And that's important because diversification is important. Let's talk about that hedge against the dollar, because we know where the dollar's going and it's not pretty.
Yeah, absolutely. So the dollar, as the dollar continues to be mass-produced, like worse than monopoly money, the value of the dollar buys less and less of goods and services. And one of the smart ways that your listeners obviously have as an option is to diversify into gold and silver. So if you look at gold, we talked about this 100 years ago, 1 ounce of gold was worth $20. And for $20, a man could buy a finely tailored suit. Fast forward to today, and $20 is going to maybe buy you one of the socks of the pair. However, it's certainly not going to buy you a suit. But that 1 ounce of gold, which has a value now of almost $1,350, well, that can buy you a beautiful $1,350 suit.
And that's important. That's definitely important. What is the difference between paper gold and the real physical gold? That's important, too, I think the listeners need to understand.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've been getting a lot of calls of that, of people asking me, saying, well, my broker's only offering me paper gold. Should I get that? You know, and what's the difference? And the reality is your broker's going to sell you what he has available, which in this case, he has paper gold, which is a leveraged account. So as an example, you have $1 million of gold bars sitting in a vault. They can leverage that 400 or 500 times its value or more, and then they'll sell you a piece of paper against that. And again, the risk that you're taking is the market going south, and the principals, the ones that control that pile of $1 million of gold, Well, they can reach in and grab those bars, now leaving you with a piece of paper leveraged against an empty vault.
Why would you do that
when you have the choice of the physical metals? It makes no sense.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What I had a question is do they ever have recourse against that? If somebody goes in and does all that and they're left holding empty paper, can it ever come back? Could they ever get their money back in any way?
I don't know how they could, because it's in their paperwork that the principals have the right to reach in. And you're always going to be based upon that amount that's in that vault. If that vault is empty, c'est la vie.
Yeah. What are the options that people have to buy the gold and the silver and the platinum, and how do they get stored? Do you store them there? Or I know I store mine in my own safety deposit box, but let people know.
Yeah, absolutely. So the two choices they have, one is a cash purchase, which, again, the individual wires are sent to check-in. They buy the metals that they want, you know, American Eagle, bars, coins, whatever it may be. And then those metals get shipped right to their doorstep, insured shipping, very private. And they can store those in their gun safe. They can store them in their safety deposit box like you did. They can store them wherever they want. With an IRA rollover, which is tax-deferred and penalty-free, the metals would be stored at the Delaware Depository, which is the depository that we work with. Or if they have another facility, like a registered facility that, no, I'd rather it be stored there, not a problem. We'll send the metals to wherever they want to get it stored, as long as it's a registered facility. You can do iCash or IRA, and in both cases, they get physical gold and silver. And, of course, when they're ready to liquidate it, we're here to buy it back at the highest daily bid price, hopefully double, triple what they started with.
Let's talk about buying the real deal, the gold that, and stuff that should be, per the IRS, in your 401k, your 403b, your IRA, et cetera, versus some people have bought the wrong stuff and they've been penalized through the IRS. So make sure you highlight that, because some people are not purchasing the right stuff.
Yeah, we hear about that every once in a while, where somebody says, yeah, I got penalized from a company I bought the metals from. They sold me a numismatic, an old, you know, rare coin, put it in the IRA, and that is not IRA-approved metals. So you're absolutely right. They have to make sure, depending on how they're buying the metals, whether it's cash or retirement account, you want to make sure it's the right metals that are approved, because you don't want to make that mistake and get hit with a penalty.
Yeah, for sure. All right, if you would like to have true class diversification, as we talked earlier, Will can help you with the metal side, the gold, the silver, the platinum. Again, he's helped me with my IRA. I've got gold in my IRA. He's helped a lot of my clients. He can help you too. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. We'll put you in touch with Will, and he'll be able to help you. Buddy, have a good rest of your weekend, and thanks again for calling in.
Of course, Ron. Take care.
Take care. All right.
There
always
goes.
Good advice. Good advice.
Very good advice. So we have 2 minutes left, so we can do a song.
Sure.
Let's get some information first. If someone wants to meet with you, they heard the show that you've been on for almost 9 years now, a month away. If they want to get the credit card, nice gift, and they want to meet with you at their house or your office, how do they do that?
Well, give me a call, or you can email me, ron@safermoneyspecialist.com. You meet with me one-on-one, and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money safe and guaranteed, where you can't lose the principal or the gains, stop paying the fees to your financial planner and your stockbroker. If you're between 55 and 75 and have some immediate money, then we'll get together one-on-one. So you can give me a call also, 805-660-1313. Let's everyone out there have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.